And on December the 25th, what do you say when you meet somebody?
Christmas gift.
Christmas gift. How long, when did you first remember hearing that?
Well, I couldn't tell you that way back yonder.
People still use that?
Right on up from the birth to up to now.
But what about when you see them New Year's, what would you say?
Wasn't much said about it.
And just say Happy New Year?
Happy New Year, or just another day gone.
If there's anything else you want to say by way of appreciation besides say you want to say thank somebody, instead of saying thank you, what might you say? Would you ever say I'm much
obliged?
You
appreciate it?
Something like that? Let's see. we mentioned Christmas a little while ago. When you bought a Christmas present for grandmother, you might take it down to the clerk there and have her
gift wrapped.
And then when you gave it to her, she did what to it?
She opened it.
And before she opened it, she had to do what? She
paid it.
And once you do that paper, she. If they had to wrap it, she had to
undo it, untie it, tie it up.
Let's say we're talking about business for just a minute. Say that somebody sells something for less than he paid for it, and he sells it at what?
Reduced price.
Something like that. You say he sells it below cost or at a?
At a reduced price.
And say you see a truck or something you like, a car, you might say, that's sure a nice tractor, but I can't buy it because it's
cheap.
Well, what's just the opposite of that? No, because it, I can't buy
high.
Yeah, you said.
Want too much for it.
On the first of the month, you might say, the bills.
Oh, come due.
If you're a member of a lodge or club, you have to always pay your
dues.
And maybe say you don't have enough money to pay your dues. You might go to the bank and
borrow.
Yeah, say you went to the banker and asked him for a loan, he might say, well, I can't do it because money's
short, scarce.
Yeah.
And don't have any.
Now, when you were a boy, when I was a boy, I went down to the creek and
went in swimming.
And you say, yeah, I
dived in and swam
many times in my life. You ever remember doing that?
Yeah.
Can you tell me something about
where? Well, we always had to build our dam up the creek to get the place to swim in. Come a big rain, it washed it all away, we'd have that to do again.
What did you used to swim in?
Your birthday suit.
Birthday suit, yeah. Didn't have any special bathing suit then, did you?
No.
Yeah, you might say, when I was a boy, I
dived
all the time.
Yeah.
And did you ever have a kind of dive where you, say, you dived in and hit the water flat like that on your stomach? Oh, did you ever have a name for that dive? Did you ever hear anybody call it a belly buster?
Yeah. And that wasn't wrong either.
Yeah, I bet that felt pretty good. Did you ever do that?
Yeah, I blessed you.
I guess so. You said, yeah, he went in wrong.
He did a belly burst.
And sometimes little kids might do this. They might get down on his head and kick up his feet and go over like that. You call that what?
Somerset, salt, something.
Anybody ever call that? Ever hear anybody call that something different?
No, don't know what it is.
Always Somerset, Somerset.